figure before them. Here it says, his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. When the Lord Jesus Christ, during his ministry, as he came, Hebrews chapter 1, the Apostle Paul said, who being the brightness of the glory of God, and the express image of his person. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we see the very glory of God. We see the brightness of his image. We see God in the flesh. We see purity, holiness, and perfection. We see one that came without spot and without blemish. Face shined as the sun. His raiment was white as the light. There was no spot in him. There was no darkness in him. Other accounts, scripture says, his raiment was white and glistening. That word glistening literally means as a flash of light. So as they stood before him and beheld this glory, this was something as he revealed this before them that they couldn't miss. This raiment was white as glistening. That is as a flash of light. Another account of scripture says his raiment was exceeding white as snow, so that no fuller on earth, no laundryman on earth could wipe it. Couldn't be bleached any white. White as the light. White and glistering. This speaks of the purity and the holiness of the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. Full of grace and truth. Fullness of Godhead body. And on this scene, as the Lord Jesus Christ is praying and he's transfigured in this way, the scripture says that there appears in glory Moses and Elias talking with him. They're in a conversation with the Lord Jesus Christ. Moses is represented the figure of the law. Elias represented Elijah, represented the picture of the prophets. They're in conversation with the Lord Jesus Christ. Then answered Peter and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. That was an understatement. No truer statement could be made. Lord, it is good for us to be here. Then he veered off. In different accounts, scripture says, for he wist not what to say. Another account says, for he knew not what he said. He didn't know what to say, but he had to say something. So he thought, and this is what he said, if thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. This speaks of the time of the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a time of transition. It was a time of transition. veil. They hear into this cloud that overshadowed them, that enveloped them, that comes from the same word where the scripture speaks of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the power of the highest would overshadow the womb of Virgin Mary. Here the bright cloud overshadowed them all. They fell to the earth. Then they hear this voice from heaven. This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Lift up their eyes and saw no man, and save Jesus only. Lord Jesus Christ, we see that God there was going to put an end in the mind of the disciples. Once and for all, he was going to put an end to this confusion of where Moses was to be and where Elijah was to be, as they saw no man save Jesus only. We see that there was a time when, as it were, that time stood still. There was a time when they were overshadowed. Moses and Elias were overshadowed. Peter, James, and John were overshadowed. It was a time of suspense. It was a time where, as it were, just everything stopped. That's what happened when the Lord Jesus Christ hung upon the cross. It was a time when, as it were, time stood still. Everything hung in the balance. The Lord Jesus Christ suspended from heaven, between heaven and earth. It was a time when time stopped. And it was a time of fear in the hearts and the minds of the disciples. It was a time when they knew not what would be on the other side. So they were gathered in a room with the door shut for fear of the Jews. It was a time of fear. It was a time of suspense. It was a time that they didn't know what was going to be on the other side. What did the Lord Jesus Christ do? He came to them in their fear. He came to them in their confusion. And he appeared unto them and he said, "It is I. Handle me and be not afraid. It is I myself. Handle my hands and my feet. I'm not a spirit, but it is I myself, a spirit that hath not bones and flesh, as you see me have." We see throughout the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, there was an ongoing dispute, an ongoing contention among the disciples. Who is the greatest? Who's the greatest in the kingdom? There were those, James and John, that came to the Lord Jesus Christ with a special request. They said that when you come into your kingdom, we desire that one of us may sit on your right hand and the other on the left. We see on the other side of the cross, on the other side of the resurrection, we Romans chapter 1. What took place? Now he became the first fruits of them that slept.
Yeah.
He abolished it. But in addition, what took place, this was an open declaration by God the Father that I accept the sacrifice of my Son. He, in essence, was saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. God the Father was satisfied. Had there been one sin unatoned for, had there been one that was given to Christ, the covenant of grace before the foundation of the world, something left undone for them not to see the face of the Father in glory, God the Father would not have been satisfied. But in raising him up from the dead, he was in essence saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. We see this similar statement made in Matthew chapter 12. And here, Isaiah chapter 42 is being quoted from. And the scripture says in Matthew chapter 12, this same chapter, Jesus says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me. There's no life in Moses, life in the law, but it pointed to the one in whom is life. They are they that testify of me.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said, deathbed, blind. Cain was settled and stole the birthright of Esau. Here he is pleading to state any consequences of that. Scripture says that the Lord found Jacob in a waste town wilderness. When the Lord finds us, it's certainly not going to be calling upon his name in truth. It's certainly not going to be seeking him. But he's going to find and he found each of us in a waste town and wilderness. We may think, well, I don't remember a time when I didn't know the Lord, love the Lord. That may be the case. John the Baptist, certainly before he could have remembered, he was born again, born from above as Moses blew, led for joy. But it's that the same grace. What did David say? I was shaped in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. Same depravity, so it took the same grace to quicken him in the womb as it did any of his children. And after the Lord dealt with Jacob, what did he say? Surely the Lord was in this place and I knew it not, because he wasn't seeking him.
Yep.
Psalm 10, the scripture says, the wicked for the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. The Lord is not in all of his faults. There's not some spark that can be. Think about a fire that's about to go out. There's a few sparks, so maybe we can stir it up a little bit. There's nothing. There's not a spark. God is not in all of his thoughts. He will not seek after God. That was the state that the Lord, as each of us showed, he found the apostle Paul, Saul of Tarsus. Acts chapter 9. This chapter ends a lot different than it begins. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughterings against the disciples of the Lord. Scripture says that he was a man that was exceedingly mad against the disciples of the Lord. Here he is as a fire-breathing monster, breathing out threatenings against all a light above the brightness of noonday sun. Brother Place, Paul said, looking back at this, he said, I could not see for the glory. He was blind. Why was he blind? Because of the glory of that light. This was not just a bright light. No. This was the Son of God. Paul said that he was seen of me as one born at a due time. He was chosen to see that just one, to bear witness of him. He fell to the earth. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? This towering monster, persecutor of the church, the living God, who persecuted the church beyond measure and wasted. The Lord brought him to the earth. The Lord cleared his calendar, as it were. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Blind, helpless little child. We can rest assured this was a project that all of the other apostles combined couldn't touch. But when the Lord arose upon that scene, here was one. The Scripture says that he preached a faith that he once destroyed. One thing about one other application of this, no man saved Jesus only in Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2. Now here, the main application of this is the destruction of that would come in the land of Israel because of their iniquity, their idolatry. But we see some language in this that foreshadows and points to the time of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. How it will be when he returns. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 7. The land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of vines. this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they had seen him as the Son of God, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The Lord declared that's who he was, and he could have revealed it right then, but he didn't to them. But he told them that, Nessus, go ahead and do what you're going to do. But one day, you're going to see me sitting on the right hand of power, coming with clouds of heaven. John said in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, every eye shall see him. They also which pierced him. For the wicked, those that have been passed over, those that do not belong to the Lord, this is going to be a time of dread, fear. But for the children of God, we'll see him as the bride beholds her bridegroom.
Yeah.
Full of grace and truth, to forever be with his embrace. We'll see him as he is, and we'll be satisfied.
Yeah.
There may be those that are holding on to the vows of this world, holding on to their own works, their own righteousness, whatever the case may be, but they'll be cast aside. The Lord alone shall be exalted in that day.
Amen.
Acts chapter 1, when they beheld him, the apostles beheld him as he ascended back up to the Lord. Steadfastly look. It didn't matter what was going on that day, what plans they might have had, that was what they